Same old story, same old song. Oh, the aforementioned Randy Crawford. Professor, you have something for us.
Just blown out of my mind by this music, man. Just blown out of my mind. And, you know, again, we have someone who is underrated, to say the least. Of course, when you are listening to the WB himself, the WB who is Studio W, who the W in Studio W is the WB in his world, this lady is an icon with capital letters, okay?
No question about it. No question. Thank you, sir.
But then here's the thing, and I'm sure Randy Crawford would tell us, she would tell us what Stephanie Mills will always say. How can I be unsung when I have this incredible career? If you look back at everything I've ever done and everything I went through, how can you say that I'm unsung?
It's absolutely amazing. And I'm going to have to reiterate this. Her being more successful in the UK than in the US. Now, yes. You covered this about our artists having to go overseas and how they are just... just recognized and appreciated there.
Sidney Bechet.
Okay.
Miles Davis. Can go on and on.
You can go on and on and on and on. And I have one I'm slipping in for you right now. This is one of my favorites by Randy Crawford. Professor, please forgive me and appreciate this one right here. It's called Bottom Line.
Yeah, let's hear that one. And later...
Randy Crawford, please continue.
No, later. I have a request that's not on the list as well, so...
Okay. Somewhere in Paris. This one right here. Small talk.
I realize I don't really know you very well. we could learn to live in harmony.
Bottom line, Randy Crawford, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you in for a treat, man. I'm telling you, well, you already in the treat. Professor, you know I've been talking about her for years, since we've known each other.
Yes.
Randy Crawford, Randy Crawford, Randy Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those unique voices. Let's pick some. Smokey Robinson in The Miracles. You really don't have to. You turn on the radio, you know who that is automatically.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Phoebe Snow is one that comes, and I know this.
Yes, that's true.
Some unique voices that you mm-hmm. hear. Teddy Pendergrass.
Yes.
Okay. I was just thinking of a few. Michael Jackson.
Definitely.
Prince. You know, these voices, and they just stand out because they're outstanding.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No question.
Absolutely. And Randy Crawford, we already talked about that. And in case, guys, you are just tuning in,
look,
we still have quite a few time, I mean, a long time to go here right now. So you can share with a friend. You have enough time to share it with somebody. Just go to studiowbuzz.com. Tell them about this, okay? And tell them there are many ways they can listen. studiowbuzz.com. That's right. That's the website. And subscribe. Leave a comment. Hey, this show will also be up in about 24 hours, so you can check it out there. Right now, you can also download it and take it anywhere. Home, gym, office, or play.
On your person.
Day. Look. Apple, just download studio.w. Android, Studio W. If you're at home, you can tell Alexa to tune in to Studio W. It's just that simple.
Just that simple.
Yep, yep, absolutely. We've got some more coming for you. Professor has provided an extensive list. And you know I had to add a few more in there.
Yeah, man.
Yep, I had to do it, bro. I had to do it. Got this one. Let's see. Wow, 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 wow. There's so much here. Oh,
if
wow.
If you could see him, he's like a child in a candy store.
I am. And look, the candy is delicious.
Oh,
how about this one right there? I don't think we've played this yet.
Yeah, let's.
I Stand Accused.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you just ought to kick back, grab a glass right now.
Mm-mm.
Or grab somebody that's next to you. But we're not responsible for any new family members, okay? Oh, of loving you.
Of loving you too much. I hope, I sure hope it's not a crime, 'cause I'm guilty. I sure hope that I will never have to testify, because if I do, everyone is gonna cry. Hey, that girl is guilty of loving you. Though you belong to another, I may not stand the ghost of a chance, but I will tell the world how much I love you, and I'm a victim of circumstance that's been proven guilty. Oh, yes, I have. Thank you. your heart belongs to another. And right now, I don't stand a ghost of a chance. But I will stand up and tell the world how much I love you. And I'm a victim of circumstance that's been proven guilty. I'm guilty.
Stop the presses. Standing beside a phone that don't ring.
What do you say to that?
You know, we were talking about, and you and I have always talked about it, how these artists, they are storytellers. Mm-hmm. And put the music, right?
I know if I was their brother, I would not want to be in the room.
Oh, boy. Hey, speaking of which, it got a brand new show that's coming up on Thursdays.
Yeah, talk to us.
Hey,
about
Mad
this
Mike,
show.
Are you listening? Hey, Warren, are you listening, right? We've got a brand new show called, you're going to appreciate this.
Uh-huh.
Wild Bill.
Hickok?
And Mad Mike, coast to coast. It's going to be fun. Okay. And you know, we play country, we play
really
blues, we play soul, okay. R&B. This thing is off the chizang.
Okay.
Off the chizang, folks. That's coming up Thursday nights, and it's going to air. And matter of fact, we started last week.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was just an experiment, right?
Uh-huh.
And man, oh man. Wild Bill.
And Mad Mike.
Coast to coast.
This sounds crazy. Okay.
Guess what? It is.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I just got an emoji from Mike Reddy. And look here. Oh, he's got a smiley here. Hey, Mike. Hey, man. Tell your friends about this thing, right? Because it's going to be off the chizang.
All okay. right.
Now. Folks, don't try to copy that. It's already copyrighted. Chizang is a copyrighted phrase here from the Buzz
okay.
Network.
Okay.
That's right. It's copyrighted. See, what people don't know about copyright.
Yes.
If it is broadcasted, if it is written, if it's sent to the Library
that's
of Congress,
true.
Okay, even if you want to copy it, put it in the mail, and mail it back to yourself, it's copyrighted.
Does that still stand up? The mailing to yourself, you can still do that?
Of course you can.
Oh, okay, good.
You can't dispute that.
Uh-huh, okay, good, okay.
If you never open it,
and
it comes to a dispute, here it is.
Yes, okay.
That's a form of copywriting.
Yeah. Uh-huh, okay.
No question about it.
All right.
Look, this show Thursday night, folks, you don't want to miss it. We had a blast last week. Oh, my God, we played some of everything. And it was just really, really great music, just like we're doing right now.
All right.
Each and every show here on The Buzz is different.
Mm-hmm.
Each artist, each host, whether it's talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, it has its own flavor to it. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, this one, I slipped this in the list right here. Randy Crawford, one of my favorites. Can't stand the pain.
That's an early one.
Oh. It's from the Abstract Emotions CD album. Brandi Crawford. Can't stand the pain. Oh, we're going to stop the presses right now. Stop the presses. Stop the presses.
Yeah.
That's from the Abstract Emotions album, right?
Yes, which is, I think, around 80, 81. I like that cut. It's a little yacht rocky.
You said...
Yacht rock.
Yacht rock. You're going to have to define this for
us. Oh, we did. Okay.
Oh, we did do that before. Yes, mm-hmm. we did. Mm-hmm. Okay, talk about it.
Well, it's a subgenre of pop rock music that focuses on the... that gives an aesthetic of the Southern California sound, but think of progressed soft rock. And you're talking about Michael McDonald, Doobie Brothers, Stephen Bishop, Steely Dan.
Yeah.
A great deal of Steely Dan. That kind of thing. Yacht rock. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Randy Crawford, and you know how I brag about her. And I have a little story behind this because I'm not going to bore you, right? I'm going to make this brief.
You never did.
I remember a friend of mine, and she, Mike, Warren, you guys can appreciate this, right? It was a lady I was dating years mm-hmm. ago, mm-hmm. and she was from Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
She turned me on to Randy Crawford.
Amazing. She okay. did.
Mm-hmm. Again, going back, they're saying that she was more appreciated overseas than here, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she had hand me a cassette tape. Oh, God, I'm dating myself right now. A cassette tape with this album, Abstract Emotions.
Oh, so that was your first Randy Crawford album.
That was my first Randy Crawford experience.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know about her. And so, and then the tape broke. And I needed to find it, so I wanted to find the CD.
Mm-hmm.
I searched all over, and I could not find it in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started Googling, doing anything I could, right? And I found out there were some available CDs in China.
Uh-huh.
And I ordered, never got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we're going back now to 1998. I'm in New York City. And I'm becoming a stockbroker.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a gentleman from Detroit. And we were talking about music. We were all, both of us were music aficionados.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, hey, man, I cannot find this thing by Randy Crawford. He said, I bet you I can find it. And so after we graduated from Morgan Stanley, he called me a week later. He says, William, I have your Randy Crawford CD.
Oh, I heard this story before. Yes. You know, in New York, you can find anything.
No, he was in Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. What?
Detroit.
Okay.
We met in New York, but he was from Detroit. He said, I bet you I can find it. And he did. And I said, okay, send me two copies. And he did. And man, oh man, it is Abstract Emotions, folks. It's easier now. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on YouTube, right? But at that time, though, I don't know if those platforms existed then or not. I don't believe they did. I got this, man, and it's an excellent experience. And I believe, okay, this one is on there as well, but it's also the next song, Every Kind of Mood. This is Randy Crawford. It's called Almaz. This is when you kick back and grab a glass.
Okay.
And just enjoy the vibe.
Very true.
Monday Night Madness. WB&B Professor. Musicology with a heavy dose of what?
High serotonin.
Yep, a heavy dose of that. Almaz. Randy Crawford. This is StudioWBuzz.com. Monday Night Madness. Al Mars. From the Every Kind of Mood album, Randy Crawford, what a special, special talent. Professor.
What else more can I say to that?
Hey, look, you know what? I think of Monday Night Madness, folks. We talk about Monday Night Madness as a musicology show. It is a musicology show with a heavy dose of what, Professor?
Serotonin.
Absolutely. Serotonin. That's a feel-good drug. You don't have to buy it, right? You already
That's right.
have it.
You produce it.
Oh, that's exactly right. You just have to chime in. Now, we are music archaeologists.
Yes, we are.
And we peel back the onions, right? We go back and we dig up the gems. And will you please tell them, how do we serve it?
On a silver platter.
Absolutely. Professor?
Yes.
Okay. We've done well over 300 shows. Well over 300. Mm-hmm. I know it's well over 300 shows.
Yes.
Can you kind of enlighten the audience a little bit? Some of the artists that we've covered.
Oh, my goodness. Some of the artists we have covered. We can go all the way, 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 way back with Trixie Smith, sister Rosetta Tharpe. You've even had some Mahalia Jackson in there once. Little Richard. Oh, boy.
Okay. Isaac Hayes.
Yes.
Prince. Michael Jackson. As a matter of fact, you have a book.
I do.
An autobiography?
No. It's a musicology. It's not a linear biography.
Me. Yeah. I have no problem with that.
I touched on a work. I touched on one particular work and analyzed it and connected it to the events that was going on in his life at the time.
Okay.
It's called Bless His Soul. And it's good that you brought that up because this month marks the 40th anniversary of Thriller. And next week it will be Thriller 40.
What?
Not only will we spotlight that album, but and I'm working on this. I'm working on getting some of the outtakes from the sessions as well. So it's not everyone knows the nine songs, but I'm going to see about getting some extra stuff. So,
oh boy!
Yeah,
I'm getting re-excited.
Yeah, man.
Is that a word?
Well, it is for us.
Now,
in this universe, yes,
absolutely,
in our lexicon.
Well, guess what? We can do what we want to do.
Right.
We can do what we want to do. That's how things are made, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody comes up with something, and it's adapted, and you go with it. Simple as that. I mean, it's not really complicated, right? Because man's evolution is absolutely incredible.
Especially when you do it three times, it's yours, yes.
This is absolutely amazing. I love this stuff right here. Now, speaking of some of the artists we've covered, Franklin Beverly and Mays, Earth, Wind & Fire, Isaac Hayes,
yes.
Prince, Michael Jackson. Oh, my God, New Edition. We did New Edition.
We did New Edition, Janet Jackson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that's not all.
Oh, of course.
Southern Soul. We did. Oh,
every
also,
year.
Let's go to D.C.
Yes, we did do the D.C. sound. We did Go Go. We did Ohio Funk. We did Motown. We've done Philly Soul. We have done
Chaka Khan. Aretha Franklin. Oh, Gladys Knight.
Yes.
Okay.
Solar Records, the sound of Los Angeles Records.
Absolutely. Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
Okay. David Ruffin.
Yes.
Folks. Oh, I love that show that we did. Oh, excuse me. Okay. All right.
What?
Motown. We did something. Mary Wells, Martha and the Vandellas. Oh, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Marvin
Gaye.
Yeah, we spotlighted one of the greatest writers in popular music, one of the head writers in Motown, Sylvia Moy. That was that show. And that was a good show. That was a very good show, and I was so happy that we recognized Sylvia. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're going north, south, east, and west.
You're not joking. Talk about north. We did Minneapolis. We did the Minneapolis Sound.
What else did we do? The time.
Oh yeah, of course.
Of course, in that yes thing, right?
Neo Soul.
Oh, the Philly Sound.
Yeah, I mentioned Philly.
Ohio Players.
Yes, it's part of Ohio Funk. Yes. Oh no, we did a whole show on Ohio Players. That was a good show.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
The OJs.
Yeah, that was good too. OJs was. Remember the Isley Brothers? That was just a few weeks ago, and that was just. I'm still blown away by that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't we do Al Green as well?
Yes, we did. Yes, no.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, we done Stevie, I think, maybe twice.
Okay, Aretha.
We did Aretha
Gladys
twice.
Gladys Knight.
We did Gladys Knight.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Folks, there are 300. We're going through. I'm looking at the professor. He's looking at me. And we're trying to remember all of the shows that we have done. Otis Redding. Oh, boy.
That was such a great show. God. That was so good.
Sitting on the knock of the bank.
You better go on, man. Oh, you know, it reminds me that we ought to do Booker T and the MGs.
Oh!
We
haven't done that.
I'm going to write that down. We should do Booker T one night.
How about Rams the Lewis?
No.
We can include that. It's still around the... Booker T, MGs, Ramsey Lewis.
No, I think if you're going to do Ramsey Lewis, then you have to include Earth, Wind, and Fire. Because Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yes, and we did them, I think, twice. Earth, Wind, and Fire comes out of Ramsey Lewis.
Oh, boy.
And
oh,
then,
boy.
Of course, don't forget Sun Goddess now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting re-excited.
There he goes. Oh, man.
Absolutely. Tender Falls the Rain, Randy Crawford.
She sounds like an angel.
Man, look.
Tender falls the rain as I speak your name and what it means to me. I think of all the years and the joy we shared. Leaving me this way, there are just no words to say, except I love you, baby. I still love you, baby. I guess I couldn't say just what you meant to me until the rain began. Tender falls the night, and I hold our pillow tight in place of you there. Gently comes the pain as I call out a name that no longer is, no longer is. Leaving me this way, there's just no words to say, except I'm sorry, baby. I'm so, so sorry, baby. I guess I couldn't see just what you meant to me until the thank you.
That it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing.
Neon signs.
Taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of the train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. That it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world.
Randy Crawford, rainy night in Georgia. Hey guys, gals, just keep it locked right here on the Buzz. You know how we do it? We feature an artist or two or a group on Monday Night Madness, and we dive set life legacy. Accomplishments, history.
everybody sees some changes. Everybody sheds a skin or two.
When I get over you,
you won't recognize me. When I get over you, unattended dreams will breathe life. All my wishes will come true. And there will be times for everything when I get over you. When I get over you, the sky will still be blue, and I'll swim there if I want to. When I get over you, setting free the monkey. I'm setting free the lions too. Yesterday's child will grow up wild when I get over you. When I get over you, when I get over you. I'll be the life of the party. I'll misbehave and act the fool. And I won't care who knows me when I get over you.
A night of Randy Crawford on the buzz. That's right, I said duh.
God.
That's deep. When I get over you. And you know, Professor, that's a struggle for a lot of people.
Oh, sure.
But Monday Night Madness.
She articulates it for all of us, you know, so, in the special way that she's blessed with, you know, so.
Well, you know, I tell you, I'm glad you brought this up because she articulates it in a way that we all might be feeling about something.
Of course, yeah.
You know, a past relationship, you know, a relationship that you're struggling with.
Right.
Whatever it is, man. When I get over you, Randy Crawford, what I also want to highlight, the musical accompaniment that's behind her, that is a bad, bad group of musicians, man.
Bad group. Yeah, the orchestra there, that was really tight.
That's right.
So, yes.
I want to talk about the orchestral accompaniment there on that. On all of her music, think about this. I'm thinking about some artists that have just brilliant, brilliant background music. And one comes to mind is Sade. Did we do it? I know we did. A show with Sade. I know we did. This might be a few years ago.
Maybe.
Professor, have we?
Maybe and maybe not. I'm gonna write that down and see if we can.
Guess what? Yeah. If you are thinking about it,
yeah,
then we need to do it.
We need to.
Sade?
We need to do it. And then you talk about the sound that she has and the musicians involved in everything.
Magical.
But you know, isn't it interesting that? Up until recently, and when I say recently, like maybe 10 or 12 years ago, it seemed like everything she did sounded like the first album. But you know, if you can do that, then that's a skill that you have. But this is the thing. It's not a case of everything sounds the same. You're still growing and matriculating, but you're still maintaining.
And progressing. That sound.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. Monday Night Madness, folks, you are listening to Musicology at its finest with a heavy dose of
serotonin.
Hey, look here. I don't need to tell you. Oh, you got it from the professor. He reminds me